Welcome to What Matters in North Carolina. I'm your host, Matt Calder, and today we are going to be talking with Jim Tynan of the Civitas Institute about the passing of the fiscal deadline for the states June 30th and how North Carolina did compared to some other states in the Union. Make sure you like our page on Facebook at What Matters NC and also follow us on Twitter at What Matters NC as well. That is What Matters NC on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Apple Podcasts and search What Matters in North Carolina and make sure you subscribe to the podcast there, or also go to the Freedom Action Network website to keep track of what we're up to. Or also go to the Freedom Action Network website to listen to more episodes of this show or the other shows on the network, and that is freedomactionnetwork.com. I'm sitting here with Jim Tynan, Communications Director for the Civitas Institute, and he's going to talk to us about the recently passed June 30th fiscal deadlines and here in North Carolina and across the country.
Thank you, Matt. This June 30th marked a pretty good day in North Carolina and a very tough day in state houses across the nation. Here in North Carolina, of course, the legislature finished on time by its June 30th deadline and had pretty good budgetary news. Unfortunately, in at least 11 other states, there were fiscal crises at that same June 30th deadline, with particularly bad news coming from my home state, Illinois. So I think it's a reason for North Carolina to feel good about itself, but there are some cautionary notes that the old North state needs to be aware of as well.
Right, so it's becoming more of a rarity, I guess, for the North Carolina legislature to have its ducks in a row by the end of the fiscal year than it used to be, isn't it? And looking at past years.
It has. They've missed the deadline in most years by several months in one recent session. But this year they wrapped up on time. And the budget looked pretty good from a lot of perspectives. They kept spending relatively under control. They cut taxes. And yet at the same time they funded some things that most people in North Carolina want to fund, including raises for teachers and filling in some more money into the state's rainy day fund. So the state ended up on a pretty good note. House Speaker Tom Moore kind of crowed about it. When Republicans took over in 2011, Moore said, the state had about $2 billion in debt. Now we've saved a record $1.8 billion in savings reserves. That's a $4 billion swing from where we were. So that was pretty good news. But a lot of other states didn't have such very good news.
Right. Illinois is in some hot water right now, definitely. You mentioned them being your home state, but there's talk of bankruptcy. I mean, there's the jokes of subdividing the state and just handing out the property to different surrounding states. I mean, they're in some hot water.
They are, and that is kind of a joke to divide up the state of Illinois and give it off to Wisconsin and Iowa and Indiana and so forth. But there's an edge to it, too. Things got pretty bad. There was talk that the state would have to have its bonds downgraded to junk bond status, which is about as low as you can go, and that would make the fiscal process work. The problems, however, have been building for years. The state did not have a budget, a real budget, at all for 2 years. They just sort of rolled things over from 1 year to another. They were afraid that if they failed to do a budget this year, the ratings agencies would crack down on them. Well, they avoided that, but the medicine may have been worse than the disease. They avoided failing to pass a budget by passing $5 billion in tax increases. Now, I'll think about that. The North Carolina legislature has been cutting taxes for a couple of years, and Illinois just passed a $5 billion tax increase on corporate and personal income taxes. To bring that home, the Illinois Policy Institute, a think tank much like Civitas, figured out how that would affect various families. Take, for instance, a family of husband, wife, two kids, annual salary of about $75,000. These new taxes would cost them directly and indirectly about $900 a year. That's a pretty stiff belt. And Illinois has a lot of other taxes. They're not a tax haven. The sales tax there, depending on what town you live or shop in, ranges from 8 to 10%. Think about that. So they're really getting socked. The problem is this is just a Band-Aid that doesn't address the current problems very well, but doesn't address some of the other problems. Like I said, we now have, in North Carolina, we have $1.8 billion in our rainy day fund. Illinois has $15 billion in unpaid bills. You know, think about that. Our whole budget is only $22 billion. They have $15 billion unpaid bills. And even worse, they have a problem that's endemic to our country. Their state pension and health plans have unfunded liabilities of about $130 billion total. In other words, they have IOUs out there worth $130 billion that they have no means to pay right now. So they are really looking at some tough problems.
And I mean, this is, so if you talk about a personal family in this trouble, they're in a hole they can't really see a way out of. But it's not just a personal family, it's an entire state of people, the entire state of Illinois, and whatever their population is, in under this big weight.
It is tens, I suppose, even a couple of $100 billion in debt, and they are not making much progress in paying it off. So this is a real looming problem for Illinois. And other states have other problems. Like I said, there were at least brief government shutdowns in New Jersey and Maine. There were, of course, the famous photos of Governor Chris Christie sunbathing while the rest of the beach was shut down. So other states have it too. So North Carolina is in pretty good shape, but it's not time to pop the corks on the champagne just yet. North Carolina still faces some real problems. Even look at this budget. Yes, it's pretty good, but spending still went up 3%. So that's a problem. There's still a lot of pork in the budget, as Civitas has pointed out. There's still a lot of unnecessary spending. And yes, we talk about our tax cuts, but I have to point out that the new lower cut taxes in North Carolina, they won't come into effect until 2019, but they're still higher than the new Illinois higher taxes. So when people say there's not enough room to cut taxes in North Carolina, well, that's just not the case. We still pay pretty high income taxes. And perhaps more important than all that, State Treasurer Dale Falwell spoke at our conservative leadership conference a couple weeks ago, and he talked about some of the unfunded liability that we have. Yes, it isn't anywhere near Illinois' $160 billion, but I think it's over $50 billion from what he was saying, and that's a lot of money. Remember, our whole budget is only $22 billion a year. There's unfunded liabilities for state pensions and the state health plan of over $50 billion. North Carolina is committed to paying $50 billion that it doesn't know how to pay for right now. And that's important to remember, too. What North Carolina is doing right now helps. It's gotten the state on the right pathway, but there are still problems looming. North Carolina has a long way to go to really get its fiscal house in order. And let's not break out the champagne corks. North Carolina did a pretty good job, but there are big problems ahead if they don't really start working on them soon.
Right, and you said that, I want to jump back to the point about Governor Christie on the beach, and I don't want to glaze over that one, because it's a little entertaining. So the state of New Jersey is officially, you know, air quotes, shut down because of this fiscal cliff, is the term it became. And, you know, you can't go to all these places that really a beach, what uptake does a beach take in the short run to use it?
Mm-hmm.
So the beach shuts down. And then Governor Christie's there on the beach hanging out with his family. And I think his approval ratings hit an all-time low after that.
I think that's one of the things that bothers the American people more than anything else, the feeling that the elite, whether they're Democrat or Republican or whatever, play by special rules and they get special privileges. Chris Christie could shut down the beach for everyone else. And I should point out that's part of his summer home as governor and whatever is on the beach. But that's what I think really gets the American people more than anything else, the feeling that the elites, the powerful people, they get to play by special rules and they get privileges the rest of us don't. And I think that's actually more important to a lot of voters than what the dollars and cents figures are.
Oh, yeah. And it reminds me also of the federal fiscal cliff when these monuments in Washington, D.C. shut down. and they were using more personnel to keep people out of these monuments than it takes to keep the monument up.
And I should mention that we talked about the unfunded liabilities in the states, but the federal government has a whopper of an unfunded liability. It depends on how you figure it, but it's at least hundreds of billions of dollars in arrears. The government has promised to pay for Medicare, it's paid pensions, et cetera, and it doesn't have the money to pay that. Someday that money's got to be paid for somehow, and that's going to be a real jolt. But, you know, I'm not sure we can get away from it right now. We'll just have to see. I will say that some fiscal responsibility now might help a lot in that regard, but we'll have to see what our great leaders in Washington do.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us about the fiscal deadlines and how North Carolina is shaping up compared to everyone else.
It was a pleasure, Matt. Thank you.
Well, thank you to Jim Tynan for joining us. And also, this will be the last segment with Jim as he is retiring from the Civitas Institute. So we here at What Matters in North Carolina want to wish him a happy retirement and hope he will enjoy himself. Again, thank you to listeners for listening in on this show as well and our other shows. Go to freedomactionnetwork.com if you want to check out more of the episodes of this show or the other shows on the network. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast by searching What Matters in North Carolina where you listen to podcasts. And also follow us online on Twitter at What Matters NC. And like our page as well, which is also What Matters NC on Facebook. Until next time.